And we're going to turn to news from Frankfurt. The General Assembly is over, but still plenty going on in the state capitol. And Kenny Colston, the Capitol Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio, is getting settled in his chair and is going to be joining us to talk about. We're going to focus on the big story this week seems to be managed care and these managed care companies, Kenny, wanting to renegotiate contracts with various hospitals. First of all, what are the managed care, and this has to do with Medicaid, what is it that they do?
Basically, they take over the day-to-day operations that usually you see your state government does. It's private companies. They're the ones who take the bills from doctors who, they don't necessarily set the rates, but, you know, talk about rates. They're the ones who do the day-to-day stuff. It's like hiring a bunch of secretaries for the state cabinet to manage Medicaid. And they're the ones who get billed for procedures. They're the ones who pay back for procedures. They do all that work.
And these companies were brought on board to save money because the Medicaid program was just out of control.
Right? Yeah, I mean, the Medicaid budget was basically strangling Kentucky's state budget in terms of how much it cost. And even though they get help from the federal government, it was still just a big burden on the state. So this is designed to save money for the state. There's three statewide managed care operators that have been operating since September, but the idea isn't necessarily new. I mean, here in Louisville, Passport's been operating for more than a decade, and Lexington at one time had a managed care company that ended up failing. So not necessarily a new idea, new in the sense that statewide, it's on a big scale.
So that brings us to Coventry Cares and what's going on with this company.
Coventry is seemed to be arguing with everybody this week. They're telling a bunch of different hospital chains in eastern Kentucky, you know, in Ashland, in Elizabethtown, in the Baptist Health System Networks, which is Louisville and Lexington, that they either can't negotiate for a contract or they want to restart contract talks. And basically, these hospitals are saying Coventry wants more money. You know, they were given bad information from the state when all these MCOs started statewide. The state rushed it, gave them bad information, and they are not making money. And these are private companies. They're in the business of making money. So what they're doing is they're coming back to the hospital, knowing they're not going to get any more money from the state because the state wants to hit a certain projected savings. They're going back to the hospitals and saying, listen, we're going to pay you less, or you have to take less, you have to pay us more. We just need more money. And the hospitals are saying, we can't do that, you know. And, you know, because then you talk about, you know, in Appalachian Regional's case, no coverage for Eastern Kentucky, a big hospital chain out there where most Medicaid patients are. You're talking about reduced services to patients because hospitals can't do those services if they're not getting paid for them. It's just a big mess. Coventry is basically telling everybody, listen, we need to hit the reset button. And everybody's saying, hold on a minute. We cannot hit the reset button.
And at least one lawmaker is threatening to give Coventry the boot if they keep this up.
That's right. State Senator Julie Denton, who is the chairwoman of the Senate Health and Welfare Committee, has basically joined House Speaker Greg Stumbo, who Stumbo said that he believes Coventry may be committing Medicaid fraud. Denton's taken it one step further and said that if these things don't get resolved by January 2013, when the legislature comes back for their odd year session, they're going to reopen the bill that created the statewide MCO process, and they're going to kick Coventry out. They're going to send that company packing and saying you cannot participate in our statewide MCO system.
So can these issues be resolved?
They can be. It depends on if people want them to be. I mean, Coventry obviously is a private business, like we've talked about. They want to make money. Would they rather be forcibly kicked out of the state that they're not making money in because they're profitable everywhere else? Or would they rather make things work? That's up to Coventry. They're not revealing their hand on that. Is it up to the hospitals decide that, hey, listen, we're not going to be as profitable ourselves, or maybe we're not, you know, coverage is going to be reduced in order to get these contracts? I don't think hospitals are going to say we're going to care for our patients less. And then it's up to the state. Are they going to get in and really force one hand or the other, or force both sides to make things work? At the end of the day, it comes back to the state. It's their program that they've instituted. In the end, they're responsible, according to the federal government, for the Medicaid program. If the Cabinet for Health and Family Services wants the statewide, and the Beshear administration wants statewide MCOs to work, they're going to make sure it works.
All right. Kenny Colston is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio. Kenny, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.